We've had a special reading challenge this year in my family's household. And so, in order to build up the excitement and a little bit of friendly competition, I took a set of attendance charts that you might find in any kind of elementary school classroom. And I have one for me, one for my husband, and one for my son. And instead of seeing people's names, we have the books that we are either reading or have read. And for every half hour we have put into the book, we get a star. And I have to say, our family has been very motivated by those stars and a little bit prideful about who has the most stars. And it's been a friendly competition. I'm not going to tell you who's winning yet because we're only halfway through. But I will say that it has been a fun way to just reignite our love of reading and to share with one another a little bit about the stories we're reading and the books we love and maybe some of the ones that were kind of boring or some of the ones that had exciting endings and just kind of casually talk about them over the course of the year. And so it's been a lot of fun, and it's got me thinking a lot about the power of stories, right? And especially in the summer, maybe this summer you have some special summer reading that you're doing, because who doesn't like a good page turner when you get to go up to the cabin or spend some time at the beach or just unplug from the world for a while? We like to dive into our stories, and it gets me thinking about today's topic, about our favorite Bible stories, because in many ways we have the ultimate page turner, don't we? We've got this great book of books created over 1,000 years, inspired by God, sharing our best wisdom, but it's a little different than some of those other books that I might put on my book chart, right? Because with some of those other books, I read it once and I know how the story goes and I can put it down. Or maybe I might read something that's thought-provoking, but, you know, I kind of move on with it. But then we have the Bible, and it's its own kind of page-turner. It's its own book that keeps drawing us back and back and back. And sometimes we might be in a phase in our life where we find natural energy for it and we're excited about it. Sometimes, you know, it might feel kind of strange. Sometimes it might feel boring. Yeah, we probably, if any of you have read the Bible from cover to cover or more than once, I'm sure there's parts of it that you would have wished to skip, right? But the point, I think, with the Bible and what makes it a little different than a lot of the other books we read goes back to an old rabbinical story that I'm fond of. And it's a simple story where an eager young theology student once approached a rabbi and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, I have read the Torah 5 times already." And then the rabbi, without missing a beat, says to the young student, "But have you allowed the Torah to go all the way through you?" And that's the real difference about when we're reading the Bible and when we're engaging these Bible stories, right? Because with a lot of other literature we have, we might enjoy the story, we might even find wisdom. But with the Bible, we find that when we spend time with God's Word, that it has a way of going through us and praying through us and speaking to us and captivating us, of life-transforming kinds of stuff. And maybe not all of it speaks to you at every phase of life, but if you stick with it long enough, and if you're willing to try out the parts that you maybe don't even like right away, you find over time that God has a way of taking those different scriptures and giving them a chance to speak to you and through you. And that is why it has been a delight this week to learn a little bit more about some of the Bible stories that are meaningful to you. And I want to say a big thank you to everyone who formally filled out their survey and shared some of their responses with me. It's always fun to hear, you know, what is it in the Bible that just brings you that sense of conviction or joy or support? And We had a lot of different responses. We, of course, had a number of responses that highlighted a lot of those iconic Old Testament characters, right? Things like Noah's Ark, or Moses, or Jonah, or Ruth, or Esther. Someone even shared a part about how they really found the story of Lot's wife memorable, which I found fascinating because to me that reminded me of how sometimes the most challenging and strange Bible stories can be the ones that really captivate us, right? That they push us and they cause us to question, and they are able to bring insight that maybe the easy ones can't as well. We also had, of course, a number of responses that brought up the beautiful writings in the New Testament, many of which were written by Paul, that either provide kind of that wisdom for our lives or just give us the beautiful imagery that help us kind of name something bigger than language, right? Sometimes the Bible, the kind of the beautiful poetry and imagery invites us into a space where we can, you know, commune with God and understand reality in a new way. And so there are things that we can hang our hats on. And one of those examples, someone mentioned 1 Corinthians 13, the famous chapter about love, right? Like, what do we aspire to in love? And what does it teach us about being loving? And what I loved about this particular entry is the person also mentioned that you had this beautiful passage in 1 Corinthians 13 that just showed us what love could be. And they also said, and we totally understand that in our daily lives, we don't always do that, right? Like sometimes we really miss the mark. But what's great, and then they quoted another part of one of Paul's letters from Ephesians 2:8 about how it's totally fine that we're not perfect and we have this to emulate, but we remember at the end of the day, for it is grace that we have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, right? So we carry these wisdom pieces with us, and they wash over us, and they, throughout the course of our life, they continue to teach us things that we didn't even know about ourselves or the world before. We also had one in that same kind of beautiful writings by Paul, some of the imagery that Paul brought up, and one of which was like from Ephesians 6 about putting on the armor of God, right? About that just beautiful imagery of allowing God's armor to protect and defend and lift us up, right? That we are not relying on our own power. We have something to put on and strengthen us, even when we feel down and out. And then, of course, we had in some of our stories that were shared, lots of Jesus stories, right? And I read one of the Jesus stories, one that was lifted up as feeding the 5,000. We love those miracle stories of Jesus, right? Not only because it reminds us about the power of Jesus as the Son of God, but we remember, especially like in the feeding of the 5,000, of how God does miraculous things through us in the ways that we share, in the ways that we love, that God is always on the move to heal and teach. And people, it brought up those kinds of healing stories, those miracle stories, things like the story when Jesus healed someone whose friends brought him in through the roof, right? And what it meant to have friends that would go and do crazy things to help you out in order to bring you to Jesus, in order to help you out. Things like there were stories about just countless stories about Jesus helping those who are in need and how that inspires us to be a people who live in the ways of Jesus. There are people who shared stories of other stories about Jesus' humanity, remembering about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and how meaningful it was to know that Jesus wasn't just fully God, which of course is crazy important, but that also Jesus was fully human. And in that moment of the Garden of Gethsemane, we hear Jesus praying and crying. And this person talks about how the Bible story is the main reason I feel close to Jesus when I'm in nature. And whenever I dig my hands in the dirt, the story comes to mind. And maybe you have some Bible stories or teachings or maybe some wisdom sayings from the Bible that come to mind when you touch or hold something Earlier today, I was setting up my Bible felt, and that's because I love to touch Bible stories and see them. Or even if you see this, I wasn't thinking about putting this in on my sermon, but this look is just a tree. But this actually reminds me of Psalm 1, which is one of my favorite Psalms. Because it's about our life being like a tree planted by the flowing waters and what it means to have wisdom. And every time I look at this, I start praying Psalm 1, you know, and I have all these little touch points of things like that. We also had folks share the wisdom sayings of Jesus, you know, the commandment to love one another, the admonitions of Jesus to make sure we let the children come to him, you know, just the ongoing, all these beautiful stories. It's wonderful to see the power that the Bible has in your life and what it means to you. And I think if I had to pick out one to kind of have the last word of why these Bible stories mean so much to us and why we want to constantly cultivate making space for the Bible in our lives is comes from actually Pastor Harold. And Pastor Harold wrote that one of his favorite Bible stories is the story of Jesus and the disciples facing the storm on Galilee. He said, Jesus is relaxed and resting in the arms of God while the disciples are fearful of the storm. And they awaken Jesus and say, Master, don't you care that we are dying? And Jesus calms the storm and the disciples. And Pastor Harold finishes his note by saying, he knows who is in control and is in perfect peace. And I feel like that's just like a great closing image for me about as I'm reflecting about why would I read this really big, long, ancient book written over 1,000 years? It's because time and time again, when I spend time in God's Word and immerse myself in these Bible stories, it's just like Pastor Harold said, it reminds me about the one who is in control and is in perfect peace. That the Bible has this beautiful opportunity to give us perspective and wisdom, encouragement and correction. And when we open ourselves to the Bible over time, we find that the Bible begins to go through us, right? And just permeate our lives and allow us to live more fully into God's way of being. Now, as I close up our time this week, I want to encourage and challenge you to take time each day this week to read your Bible. Whether it is the same exact story again and again and again, go for it until you've got it memorized. Or whether it's maybe a part of the Bible you've never ever tried before, give it a try. See what God has in store for you. Or maybe if you're thinking, you know, I'm just kind of stuck in a rut and I've tried it all before, but it's not really doing it for me. I want to lift up a resource that I think might be helpful for you. And it comes from a group of folks called the Bible Project. And we're going to put the website right here, thebibleproject.com, so that way you can look it up on your computer. But what's wonderful about the Bible Project is not only do they have great resources for studying the Bible, but they have an unbelievable library of free videos that are short, that are about any book of the Bible. So if you want to study a book of the Bible, if you want to learn about how the Bible was made, if you want to get into a word study. I love word studies. And if there's like a theme of the Bible you want to get into, they have an amazing amount of treasure trove. And a lot of their videos are just 3 to 5 minutes long. And so I encourage you to try one of those out and to help give you a sample of the Bible Project and what the Bible is. Maybe if you're new to being a Christian and you're like, man, I don't even know, like she didn't even answer any of the questions about, well, what is the Bible and how did it come about and why does it really matter so much? I want to kick us over now to watch a Bible Project video that talks a little bit about, well, what is the Bible and how did it get created and how can it speak to me in my life? So without further ado, why don't we take a look. And blessings to you on this week as you study your own Bible.